Facebook, and other social media have afforded us the wonderful privilege of knowing more about our friends than we ever really wanted to. I just blew my nose, thought you all should know. Best of all, we can share our selfies, pictures of me taken by me. Because it's all about me, right? No? Well, at least it's not supposed to be. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the lonely world of selfies. One TV documentary said, there is an epidemic of loneliness today. Well, that's true. Even in a world that, in one way, is more connected than ever. Superficially, but strangely lacking in the kind of deep human connection that satisfies our love-starved hearts. Life was never meant to be a selfie existence, where it's all about how I look, what I'm doing, what I'm feeling, what I need. The problem is, a world that's only as big as me is a world that's too small to live in. Years ago, a young man wrote to Mother Teresa with a pretty compelling question. This woman who had buried her life in the needs of the most broken in Calcutta's slums was clearly the one who would know the answer. He asked, what can I do to have a significant life like you have? Mother Teresa's postcard reply was only four words. Find your own, Calcutta. Or find some people who need you and be there for them. You don't have to go to Calcutta to find them. They're in the local senior citizens facility, or they may be kids struggling in school who could flourish if someone would take time to tutor them or mentor them. Calcutta may be those homeless people, or the unemployed, or the medically sidelined people down the block. In fact, you may not have to look any farther than the people you work with or play with or go to school with. On any given day, someone in your world needs a smile, or a hug, a compliment, a word of encouragement, a listening ear, or just to be noticed or included. It's a matter of recalibrating your radar to see the people for whom you could make a difference. But self-sacrifice is not without personal benefit, because the fastest way to get out of your pit is to pull someone else out of theirs. And the best antidote for being lonely is to be there for someone else. So turn your camera lens the other way to make your life a you-y instead of a selfie, where the other person is the picture, where your life mission is simple. Make each person feel like they matter. Now, in our word for today from the Word of God in 2 Corinthians 5:15, God says, Christ died for all that they should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. See, we're not supposed to live for ourselves anymore. Years ago, when I occasionally spoke for the New York Giants chapels, I had the privilege of meeting their defensive end, George Martin, a great football player, yes. In fact, he had a Super Bowl ring and all, but an even greater man, because he always made other people the big deal instead of himself. He spoke one year for our local high school football team, and he had just been named the NFL's Man of the Year for his work with sick and dying children, along with a bunch of charitable causes. Wasn't the only award he received for finding his own Calcutta. He told our players, you need to know the real reason I'm doing these things. I'm just copying my hero. My hero is Jesus Christ. He went on to explain how Jesus forgot about himself to give us a chance to go to heaven someday and have a relationship with the God whose love we're made for. And for that to happen, the wall between us and God had to come down. And it could only come down if the penalty for us running our own life was paid. A death penalty. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Living forever instead of punishment forever, heaven instead of hell. The Bible says the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. That's a love you need to experience for yourself. You can begin a relationship, a love relationship with him this very day. Just say, Jesus, I'm yours. Go to our website. We can help you know how you can be sure you belong to him. That website is anewstory.com. Life is never the same once you've experienced for yourself the transforming love of Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.